This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Sunday, June 4th. ARL Commission boss Peter Vlandis has revealed plans for an expanded NRL competition with Papua New Guinea at the top of the list to win the code's 18th licence. The NRL already has a presence in New Zealand via the Warriors, and the rousing success of new franchise the Dolphins this season has given the ARL Commission confidence to take the Telstra Premiership to the Pacific. Vlandis says another wave of NRL expansion is closer than many believe, potentially as soon as 2026. Other expansion target markets include Perth, Adelaide and a second team in New Zealand, but Papua New Guinea have rocketed into favouritism. Nursing and midwifery students will get a cost of living bonus for doing their hands-on training in regional Queensland under a new state government program. Over $20 million will be set aside in the upcoming state budget, with final year nursing and midwifery students who head into regional, rural and remote communities for their placements receiving $5,000 each. Queensland Treasurer Cameron Dick said the cash will help student nurses and midwives pay for fuel, accommodation and food. It's hoped reducing financial barriers for moving further afield will help increase the number of qualified health professionals working in those communities. And armed with tougher new powers, an elite New South Wales police force has seized drugs and cash worth more than $180 million on their way to bringing down the state's organised crime syndicates. The remodelled New South Wales Police Organised Crime Squad has its sights set on family members hiding illegitimate wealth as they work to bulldoze syndicates from the top down. The unit's commander, Detective Superintendent Peter Foe, says following the money's how you find the upper echelon of organised crime. This year, the unit's already charged 45 people with over 180 charges after raiding more than 60 properties. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
A judge says four men who fatally ambushed a drug dealer at Adelaide High School are guilty of manslaughter, not murder, because they may have only wanted to punish or silence him. Days after passing judgment on Jeremy Dale Sandell, Kane Mazumanos, Thomas Nichols and Thomas Pinnington, the Supreme Court has published the reasons for its decision. Justice Adam Kimber said he was satisfied beyond reasonable doubt that the quartet took Victor Kodea by surprise in the unlawful attack in August 2020. However, he said prosecutors had failed to prove beyond reasonable doubt that the quartet intended to kill or inflict really serious harm in the attack. And opposition leader Peter Dutton has called on Gold Coast voters to send Prime Minister Anthony Albanese a message after the LNP picked long-serving councillor Cameron Caldwell to replace former MP Stuart Robert. Mr Caldwell on Saturday defeated four candidates to win LNP pre-selection in the northern Gold Coast seat of Fadden at next month's by-election. Speaking outside the meeting, Mr Dutton said he expected a tough fight despite the party holding Fadden with a 10% margin at the 2022 federal election. And we'll have an update for your newsfeed tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.